Okay, fine. Okay, good vach. Shavua tov. Now, just before we begin, next week will be the last shiur in this series. Next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do a shiur on Shoshanas Yaakov. To learn through Shoshanas Yaakov, the peirush of the tefillah that we say after the Megillah. Shavua tov. It was suggested to me to give a shiur on Shabbos HaGadol, the night that Motzi Shabbos, which is a week before Pesach, on the Haggadah. But that could only be late at night, like at 10 o'clock at night. So I'm not sure if there's an interest at all. It might be too hard for people. I don't know, we'll have to see. But next week there'll be a shiur, Yemetz Hashem, at 8:45. You don't think? Next week there'll be a shiur, Yemetz Hashem, on Shoshanas Yaakov. I must be honest, I was hesitant of giving out this handout. But Moshe said to yes, give it out. But it's very detailed, and I can't promise that we'll do everything which is inside. Okay? So I'm not... Okay, fine. Good. But people said they find it interesting, it's helpful if they have a handout. So Gesundheit, let's see how far we get on with it. The Brocha Elokai Neshama follows in sequence, first Anatilas Yodayim, on the bed you say Moida Ani, then Asher Yotza, Anatilas Yodayim is said when you wash your hands, when you start again. Remember we said maybe a second time, not by your when you've woken up, but after you've used the bathroom and you're clean and you're ready to start davening, then you say Asher Yotza. And it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Vav that Elokai Neshama should follow afterwards. Straight after Asher Yotza, Mafli Lasois Elokai. The reason is because Elokai does not begin with a brocha. And there's a maila. The reason why it doesn't begin with a brocha, the Mechaber brings down, because it's a Birchas Hoidor. A brocha of Hoidor doesn't begin with a Baruch Atah. But in order to give it the chashivas, we link it up from Mafli Lasos Elokai. If you have a custom not to do that, then some people say it after Birchas HaTorah Elokai Neshama. But Lechatchila, it's better to say it, Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Vav, to say it immediately after the Bocha of Asher Yotza. And then you start Elokai straight away. In sequence, it makes more sense because the Yodayim are first, Al Natilas Yodayim, and then the rest of the Guf, Asher Yotza, and then the Tachlis. This is called Birkas HaNeshama. Elokai Neshama is the Brocha specifically for all the Koichas which the Neshama has. We'll discuss it a little bit in more detail, but I want to begin with going through some of the Halochas so that you'll know the Halochas which are involved. Just attached to that point that we just said, the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Brochos that Elokai Neshama, it doesn't begin with Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ho'olam. Melech Ho'olam means Malchus, Shem HaMalchus. It doesn't feature inside the Brocha. However, the Rambam says that there's no greater Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He created the Neshama, He formed it, and He'll take it away from us, ba'osid lahachziro bi'en, and eventually return it back to us. Says the Rambam, there's no greater malchus than that, than HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the neshama, installs it, and takes it away, and brings it back. That in itself is malchus. So there isn't a shema malchus in this bocha, but we mentioned, according to the Mechaber, in any case, it's called the Birchas Hoidor. If you forgot to say Elokai neshama, there is a diyun in the poskim as to what you should do. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down that if you forgot to say Elokai Neshama, then you are already yoytze when you say mechal kechayim bechesed, mechaye meisim v'rachamim rabim. That covers the brocha. However, he brings down a dea of the Shari Tshuva, which is in Siman Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shari Tshuva brings down that really the brochas are quite exclusive. And therefore, even though you might have davened and finished davening, you could still say, says the Shari Tshuva, you could still say Elokai Neshama. Why? Because Elokai Neshama is talking about when you wake up in the morning. That's called after a sleep. Mechaye Meisim V'Rachamim Rabim is talking after 120 years. That's Trias HaMeisim. So says the Shari Tshuva, the brochas are quite different and exclusive. So what do you do? The best thing to do is, if you forgot to say Elokai Neshama, Rav Eliashiv, Shia Bari Paskin, that you could say it in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. Finish the Perek, wherever you are. You finished Ashrei, you finished Mizmor LeSoida, wherever you remember, then you could say Elokai Neshama. In the middle, because it's also an inyan of a Shevach V'Hoidoya. However, even if you forgot it later, in other words, even if after davening, you could still say it is mashma according to the Deya of the Shari Tshuva, that it's an entirely a different bracha altogether. Let's supposing you forgot it completely, and you forgot to say Elokai Neshama all the way through the day. Lechatchila, it should be said within 4 hours, because it's included in the dinim of Tefillah. And if not, you could still say it until Chatzos. And the Gaon says, like with all Birchas HaShachar, you could even say it all the way through until nighttime. So Birchas HaShachar, if you forgot, all the way through until nighttime. Not by nighttime, but until nighttime, you could still say Birchas HaShachar if you forgot to say any of these brachas. If you didn't sleep, then it's not shayach for you to say Hamavir Shema Me'enoi, because you didn't sleep. So what do you do with the bracha? Lechatchila, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Siman Mem Vav, the best thing to do is to get someone to be moitzi you, meaning with a bracha of Elokai Neshama, and also with Hamavir Shena Me'ema, because you didn't sleep. It's better to have someone to be yoitzi you. However, I saw a dea, maybe we'll bring it down, in the Ramah, which is brought down in the Piskei Halacha, the Arizal also brings it down, that even if you didn't sleep, there is a dea which would say that still you could say it. If you haven't lechatchila, someone should be moitzi you. And you'll say amen after the bracha, and it's as if you said it. However, the Ramah brings down, kol ha-brachas ha'elu, all the brachas of the shachar, im lo yishaivu ba'achas mehem, if you're not included in any of these brachas, kagoin, shalosh shoma kolak, how many people hear the kol of the Talmud Gadol? So you can't say, asher nasa nasech vivino. You didn't hear the Talmud Gadol. Or shalo holach, or lo lovash, or lo choga, or you're blind. How can you say pakeich ivrim le'aleinu? Nevertheless, oima oisa brocha v'lo haskos Hashem, without haskos Hashem. That's the mechaber. But the Ramah brings down, v'yesh oimim da'afilu lo nischayev bohem. Even if you're not chayev in any of them, le'aleinu, if a person can't stand up straight, he can't say zokev kufufim, still you would say it. The eina brocha dafka al atzmoi, says the Ramah. The bracha is not specifically going on yourself. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these abilities in other people, maybe not in me. And therefore, there is a day, even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to paskin like this, he said it's better to have someone else to be yotzi you if you didn't sleep at night. Supposing there's no one around. Supposing you're living alone. And there's no one who can be moitzi you, and you never slept. B'di'evet, it seems it's mashma from the Ramah, that you could say these brachas even by yourself when you didn't sleep. That's b'di'evet. Lechatchila shamans will be moitzi you. If there's no one around, it's apparent that you could say the bracha. B'di'evet, and the Arizal also brings down according to this Ramah, because any of the brachas, even if you're not included in them, it's mashma according to the Ramah, it's a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created these abilities. Loyalino, a blind person, would still say Pokeh Chivrim. Other people can see and he benefits from their eyesight. And similarly with any of the brachas. The Shaila is, if Elokai Neshama and Hamavi Shema, if you didn't sleep, if you're really included in it or not. Because in reality, you're not included in the bracha, and it's a more personal. But we can, but ever be noiter, perhaps like the Ramah, and allow you to say it even then. One last point in Halacha, which the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Mem Vav and in the Halacha, is that when you say the bracha, you should pause after Elokai. And some people might make the mistake and say, Elokai neshama. Your neshama is not Elokai, it's Elokai. Neshama shenosatobi. Make the gap in between, because you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokai, neshama shenosatobi. Separate the two together. We mentioned at the beginning that this is called the Birkat HaNeshama. It's the bracha for the neshama. We must go to the source. Where does it come from? Where is the neshama? How was it created? Let's look at the source. The Gemara in Nida, Amad Aleph, Amad Aleph, says as follows. Shlosha shutfin yesh ba'adam. There are three partners in a person's creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oviv v'Imoy. Oviv, from the father, from the zera of the father, comes the atzamos, the bones. Gidim, the veins. Tziponaim, the fingernails. Umoyach shebaroshem, and the brain. V'loyven shebaayim, and the white of the eye. Imoy, from the mother's zera, comes the or, the skin, ubosa, and the flesh. Sa'ar is the hair. V'shofa shebaayim, and the black of the eye. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now what does he do? What's his share? Does the father, does the mother? Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisein boi ruach, neshama. I'll explain what these are later. Klaster ponim, which is the appearance on the face. Re'yes einayim, that the eyes can see. Shmias ha'oizen, the ability to hear. Dibur, peh, speaking. Ve'hiloch ha'raglayim, the ability to walk. Bino, the haskel, understanding and intelligence. The kaven shehigiyas manali potam in ha'olam, when it comes to 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitel chelkoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back everything that he originally gave, the chelik ovi ve'imoi aniach lifnehem. And what the father and the mother gave is left in the kever. So we see that the majority of the role of what is done in the creation of a person, the vadai, even the zera of the parents, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies the main needs of the neshama. If you look in the bracha says quite clearly, there are seven different categories of which we must understand in this bracha. First of all, the neshama is Tehoirai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a bria, he created it. Explain in a second what these mean. There's a yitzira, ato yitzarato. Ato nefachto bi, ato meshamro, he keeps it inside me, and he'll take it away and return it back to me, la'osidlavo, la'hachziro bi la'osidlavo. The actual features of the neshama, of what the neshama can do, the Vilna Gaon in Yeshaya explains that there are 70 different koichas in the neshama. Besides the ability, as we mentioned here, speaking and seeing, comparing, joining points together, remembering character, personality, there are many, many. Altogether, Gaon learns out there are 70 different koichas which are inside the neshama. But the Abu Dran explains one particular point which maybe we can hold on to, which is significant when we make this bracha. You'll look in Birchas HaShachar, and you'll see that all the brachas that we say are relevant to our activities. For example, Pokeach Ivrim, the eyes. Matir Asurim, that means the functioning of every limb. Zekev Kufufim, the spine, expand that straight. Hamech Mitzadei Gover, person walks. Oitei Yisor B'Sifor, Hanoisein Layavkoach, sleep and waking up. The Abu Dram asks, where is the bracha for speech? Where's the bracha of speech? This is the bracha for speech. The bracha of Elokai Neshama, when we turn around and say, Kol Zman Shehaneshama Bekirbi Moideh Ani Lefonecho, that is referring to the thanks, which is the koyach of the Neshama, the koyach of speech. In reality, that we'll see in a second, that is the basis of the Neshama. Because we find right at the beginning of the creation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, says the Pasuk, Vayipach Ba'apo Nishmas Chaim, says the Targum, Vayitza Hashem Elokim Es Ha'odom Ofo Min Ha'odom, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, says the Targum, Ruach Memalala, So the koyach of the neshama is in reality, and the main function is the koyach of speech. That's the difference between the neshama of a human being and the neshama of an animal. This power of the lasting creation of man, his power of the neshama that he was given, Vayipach Ba'apo, specifically refers to the Ruach Memala, the koyach of speech. We'll explain this in a little bit more detail during the Shia. But that is that's the nature of this bracha. The bracha itself is going on, in particular, said the Abu Dram, the speech, which we say, Moed Ani Lefanecha. But the neshama itself that we have, and all the koyches that the neshama comes from, is best explained from an expression, from a maima of Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim. Sha'a Aleph Peiret Tesvov. And Reb Chaim explains as follows. Go back to this pasuk again. What is our neshama? How do we get hold of it? How does it function? What's its components? When the pasuk says, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, Hashem breathed into man the source of life, it does not mean our breath. Our breath, it does not refer to our breath. Nishmas chayim refers to Hashem breathed into us His breath, and that's the breath which we're referring to. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, brings a moshul which is perfect in application. A glass blower holds a long tube, and he decides to himself that he'll fashion with the breath at the end the glass that he's going to shape at the end. He thinks in his mind what he's going to do, and then blows. And as he blows his breath out, it goes down through the pipe, and then he fashions in the glass the model, the how he wants to have the glass at the end. That is exactly the meaning behind when HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into us the Ruach Chaim. Vayipach ba'apov, says Rav Chaim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real source of, comes from Hashem's breath, His source of life. Let's start at the bottom and work up. Vayinofash, the soul rested, that's the end, that's the bottom of the neshama. When the shape is formed, that's nofesh, it rested. So the end result of the breath which Hashem breathed into us is the nefesh, which is the lowest part of the neshama, which allows us to act. Physical activity comes from the nefesh. That's where it rested. The word nofash means to rest. The ruach, which is the power of speech, is how it's connected to the neshama, which is the breath of Hashem. The neshama, the ruach, and the nefesh. Ruach is the power of speech, which joins the nefesh to the machshava, which is the neshama. The thought, Hashem thought of creating a person, and the form, the design of the neshama, is all the neshama. That's His breath, not our breath, His breath. The neshama has many, many parts. What we are walking round with is only a fraction of the real neshama. When a person dies, they put on the gravestone, Tehei Neshama, always they put these letters on, Tof, Tehei Neshama, Tzurura, Bitzor HaChaim, Tof, Nun, Tzadik, Beis, Hei. It means, let the neshama be gathered in to the source of life, which is the real neshama, the main neshama, which is by the Kisei HaKavod. When a person dies, the nefesh joins up to the ruach. The ruach goes into the neshama, and the neshama goes all the way back to the Kisei HaKavod. What we are walking around with is a fraction of our neshama, which gives us life. Machshava, dibur, which is the ruach, and the nefesh. Thought, speech, and action. Without the nefesh, the ruach and the neshama, you wouldn't be able to do any of those actions. That's the koyach of the neshama. The more mitzvahs a person does, the more connected you are to your neshama. Because there's no gap, there's no hindrance from the machshava all the way down to the nefesh. The more aveiros a person does, the more he is removed from his source, from the neshama, from the ruach and the neshama. We'll explain it in a little bit more detail later on, but let's just give the source of this. Is the basic understanding of how the neshama works. Hashem retains most of the neshama. We have the zechaya, the yechida, there are parts of the neshama, but our thoughts are attached all the way back to the neshama of the kisei hakovod, which is where all neshamas are kept. The pasuk says in Devarim, ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. The neshama of a yid is attached to the neshama in Shomayim. It's like a piece of string, and when you shake the string at the bottom, it reverberates all the way at the top. A mitzvah that a person does with his nefesh, with his actions, it goes back to the neshama and back to the kisei hakovod. You are connected. Yaakov chevel nachalosai, says Reb Chaim in another source in Perek, in Shah Aleph Perek Hey, that the neshama is collected and it goes all the way back, and any actions that you do, a mitzvah aveira, reverberates back to the neshama. That's how the neshama works. When we say in Tehillim, in Kuf Lamates, Ocho Vokedem Tal Tzaltzoni, my end and my beginning you formed. My end is my guf. My beginning, my neshama, is the kedem. And they're all connected. And the neshama is continually in contact. It goes backwards and forwards, it reverberates, the mitzvahs that a person does goes all the way back to the source, where the neshama by the kisei hakovod, and aveiros as well. And a person is in touch or not in touch according to the the mitzvahs that a person does, or the aveiros that a person does, lo yaleinu. The neshama of a Jew is entirely different from a neshama from a goy. It has a different feel of kedusha to it. Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalosai. The neshama of a Yehudi has the sensitivity of kedusha which a non-Jew doesn't have. Its abilities in ruchnias are far, far greater than that of a goy. That's the way the neshama is made. It's a different neshama altogether. The Maharal in the Sivas Olam uses this to explain the reason why Jews have a tremendous affinity to raising more and making more and more money. Oyhev kesef lo yisba kesef. Why is it that a Jew has such a desire, a pumping desire to make more and more money? And the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Oyhev kesef lo yisba kesef, Oyhev toira lo yisba toira. The neshama has greater sensitivity. And the Maharal explains that it can go one way or the other way. The propensity of the neshama to feed and to make the nefesh pump with life, it'll either go into money or go into ruchnias, either in gashmius, but it has a greater sensitivity to be active much more in its avoida. A goy doesn't have such a busy neshama like a yid has, because its connection is much, much greater with shamayim. Its sensitivity is much, much greater. These are just outline points which I wanted to bring you before we start the Barocha. We'll bring certain points as we go through, but you get an understanding of what the neshama is, how it's created. The moshel of the glass blower of Reb Chaim Baloshin tells you that how we're connected, and the sensitivity works according to the machshava, the dibur, the maisa, the neshama, the ruach, and the nefesh. In very general terms, just a brief understanding. But it's enough, I hope, to help you understand what this bracha is saying. Let's turn to the bracha, and with some of these points of introduction, I hope it'll be more clearer. Elokai, neshama shenosato bi tohoirohi. Now we understand what does it mean that the neshama is and remains always tohoira. You can never damage your neshama. A person might do the worst aveiros of all. It is and remains tohoira. Why? If you look in Vayikra, whenever the punishments are given out, it always says v'hanefesh tikores, v'hanefoshos tikores. Kores, if a person does, for example, a person eats willfully on Yom Kippur, or a person is mechal on Shabbos, v'fahesia, purposely, lo aleinu v'yischayev kores, a person eats chometz, the kavana on Pesach is chayev kores. What's chayev kores? The nefesh is chayev kores, and that means that he's no longer connected to his ruach and his neshama. He's cut off. That cut off point happens only at the nefesh, not the ruach. You can't tamper with your neshama. The neshama remains pure all the time. How do you do tshuva? How can you ever get back online again? If a person has cut himself off, his nefesh, which is the lowest point of, as we mentioned, of the neshama, how can you ever get it back again? Every morning, we say the following words. And this is where the whole shayresh of teshuva comes from. Uvo letzion goel. There will be a redemption of Klal Yisrael in Zion. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return all the misdeeds of Klal Yisrael. How? I have made a covenant with Klal Yisrael. What's the covenant? Ruchi asher olecha, my spirit which is on you, udvorai, and my words asher samti beficha, which I put in your mouth. With the introduction that I mentioned at the beginning, we can now understand what's behind these words, and Reb Chaim Voloshin explains it in Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'a Aleph Perek Yud Ches. The nefesh is potentially to be cut off through an aveil. It's connected with the ruach to the neshama, the source. The ruach can feed again the nefesh. When a person in machshava decides to change, the ruach, the speech, which joins up the nefesh, has the ability to pump spiritual life back into the nefesh again. That's why the main avodah of Yom Kippur is vidui. You must say out, al chet shechatanu lefanecha. The Rambam, in beginning Hilchos Tshuva, begins, the mitzvah of tshuva is mitzvah's vidui. Because when you confess, you're using your speech, and the speech links up the nefesh to the neshama, and you live again. That's the koyach in the dibur of a person. That's what the Novi Yeshaya means when he says that the goyel will come, but you have a covenant that you can return back to me. How? By ruchi, my speech, which is in your mouth. So long as a person can still talk, he can say a vidui and give life back to the neshama, which is always clear, pure. Elokai neshama, it's always pure. The nefesh is the problem. Nefesh might get cut off. The worst thing that a person can have after 120 is the nefesh doesn't join back to the ruach, as we mentioned beforehand. It's supposed to fold back into the ruach and the ruach back into the neshama. But if a person le'aleinu chas v'shalom is chayav koris, he doesn't join anymore. That's why we put on the kever. Let the neshama join back and be gathered back into the ruach and back to the neshama. It will happen through speech. It's one of the reasons why an ovel says kaddish. Yisgadal v'yisgadash, in the schus of the niftar, that is a speech which is said, which gives life again. Not he's saying it for the niftar. And that gives life again to the person who died, and then it's potentially, you can come back again. That's the covenant of speech. The nefesh, though, needs constant supervision. The nefesh is the end of the neshama. The nefesh has no control over itself. With the ruach and the neshama, there is power there. One has to be careful with the nefesh all the time. Chofetz Chaim gives a beautiful moshel of a wagon driver who takes people in his wagon from city to city. And after a few hours, he's exhausted. So the wagon driver takes his wagon, fills them up with everybody, and goes on the path, goes on the road down the road. He falls asleep on the way, but he doesn't mind because the horse is so used to the way, he falls asleep and the horse just knows where to go and takes the wagon with all the people, the passengers in the back. All of a sudden, on the way, the horse spots some grass at the side of the road, goes right off the grass, and the wagon tips over, and all the people are injured in the wagon at the back. They all turn out, and they scream at the driver, and said, "What happened here?" So he said, "I don't understand. This horse knows the way so well. He knows exactly where to go. Every time he goes on this path." One passenger turns around and said, "You tipesh, you fool. The horse is a horse. And the horse sees grass and gets carried away. He won't keep to the road, whatever you tell him." Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's the nefesh. The nefesh is drawn. Taiva is in the nefesh. Taiva is not in the neshama. Taiva is not in the ruach. Taiva is in the nefesh. And gaiva and kovod. All the aveiros that a person does is in the lowest ebb, on the lowest side of the neshama, which is the nefesh. That carries all the problems. That when we say Elokai neshama shetahorahi, the neshama is always tahor, and so is the ruach. The problem is the nefesh, what it means here. In the Bracha, when it says neshama, the neshama remains tahor. It's the nefesh that we have to be careful with. Ato barasa. That refers to the creation of the nefesh. Ato yotzauto refers to the ruach. Ato nofachto bi, that's the neshama, because that's Hashem's breath when he breathed into me. Ve'ato meshamra b'kirbi, and you keep it inside me. The neshama is kept, as much as a person is a tzaddik, the neshama stays inside a person. If you look carefully at this loshen, one word is missing. Again, ato boroso, ato yetzauto, ato nefachto bi, ve'ato meshamra b'kirbi. He created it, he formed it, he breathed it into me, and it stays inside me. The Vilna Gaon explains in the Chulin Ranunah, page 95 in Tehillim, the following understanding of how we're made up, how the neshama works. The pasuk says, "Asher lo hayom v'hu osahu." Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the sea and finished it. Osahu, he made it. V'yabeshes yodov yotzoru, and the dry land he formed. There's an asiya and there's a yetzira. The Vilna Gaon explains that in the creation of man there are three forms. There's a bria, which is yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. A yetzira is a form, but the ultimate purpose is asiya, the completion, the maintenance, the perfection of man. You remember, in the creation it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Na'aseh Adam, E'eseh Adam. The real purpose of life is the asiya, the perfection of man, the creation, the formation to reach the asiya. Last week we mentioned at the Bracha of Asher Yotza is Adam B'Chochma, who mafli la'aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in order to make an asiya, that he will reach perfection, the asiya. If you remember, we mentioned the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the machlekes of Buto Sha'odam Shaloi Niva, that he wasn't created. But the machlekes was not about asiya. The machlekes was only about bria, that he was created. Asiya is perfection. Says the Vilna Gaon, the sea, Asher lo hayom v'hu asoru, the sea is finished. The sea has no work to be done to it. The sea is just a place where you collect from. You collect all the fish. You collect the minerals. No one does anything with the sea. You don't work with the sea. Asher lo hayom v'hu asoru, the sea is finished. V'yabeshes yodov, dry land, has a yetzira to it. Yetzira means it's not completed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land, and with that you take the wood and you make a table. You sow the seeds and you make food. You work on the land. The Yabeshes Yodov, dry land, has a yetzira. Now look at the bracha again. And perhaps we now understand what the real tachlis of why we have the neshama. Ato barosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our neshama, something from nothing. Ato yotzauta, you formed it. Ato nofachtobi, you breathed it into me, and that's it. V'ato meshamro b'kirbi, and you kept it inside me. It doesn't say in the bracha, ato osiso, you made it. That's not Hashem's work. There's a division of labor here. The Ribbono Shel Olam, all he did in our creation was, he formed it, he created it, he formed it, he breathed it in using the moshel of the glass blower, and kept it there. Meshamro b'kirbi, it's there for a purpose. What's the purpose? Na'ase Adam, the completion of man is in our hands. All the work which Hashem does in the Gemara, which we mentioned, he gave us everything that we need. The facial features, the eye, the ear, the mouth, the legs, the bima, the haskel. This is all in this creation here, Bria Yitzya. But it doesn't say here Asiya. We are supposed to make something out of it. We are supposed to use the neshama and take it further and perfect it as much as we can. That's the meaning of when it says that the word is missed out. The word of the neshama, the word asiya, is left out here. The tachlis of the creation, maybe that's what we mean when we say in Asher Yotzah, Roifei chol boso umafli la'asos. The asiya is in our hands. At the ends of creation, where it says, Asher boro Elohim la'asos, it was created in order to do asiya. That's being hinted at in this bracha. The asiya is the final completion which is in our hands. How do we do it? How do you complete your neshama and complete the mission of why we have a neshama? Reb Yeruchim, in Parshas Voischanan, explains exactly why we have a neshama and how we reach completion. In Perek Dalet, in Devarim, we have an understanding of how you complete your life's purpose, how you reach a tachlis in life. The pasuk says as follows: Ve'atem, you Klal Yisrael, hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. You are different from anyone else in the creation. You are connected to Hashem. Chaim kolechem hayoyim. Re'ei limadti eschem. See that I've taught you chukim u'mishpotim. Kasher tzivani Hashem Elokei la'asos kein, to perform the actions of the mitzvahs, the kerev ha'oretz, asher atem boim shomer l'rishto. U'shamartem, you should keep the mitzvahs. Va'asisem, you should do them. Ki hi chochmaschem u'binaschem. This, I would ask you to listen so carefully to the literal words. Ki hi chochmaschem u'binaschem. You being a Jew, this is your chochma and this is your bina, your understanding. Le'enei ha'amim. For omru, rak am chochom v'gnovim, you are a very understanding and wise nation. In what way are the Jewish nation different from goyim and everything else in creation? Reb Yeruchim explains the following. An animal, as soon as it is born and can stand up, has inside it the seichel to look after itself. The minute an animal can walk and it sees a pit in front of it, or he smells or senses danger, the animal runs away. The natural instincts of an animal are to look after itself. That's an animal. I remember reading at the time of the tsunami in Indonesia, all the animals knew about the tsunami way before any human being understood it. They sensed there was a danger, there was a type. They knew already, all the animals fled from the shore quite a long time before the tsunami took place. An animal is created with a sense of preservation much more than a human being. When a human being is born and a child walks, he'll go right into the road. He has no sense of looking after itself. He has no seichel to understand how to preserve itself. An animal does. An animal needs, a human being needs seichel. That comes from training. That's chinuch of a parent. That's an animal. And that's a goy. But Klal Yisrael are quite different. We don't work according to the normal laws of Seichel. Atov achartonu mikol ha'amin. Ohavto roisonu v'rotziso bonu v'roimamtonu mikol ha'lashoynos. We are uplifted from any other language. V'kidashtonu v'mitzvoysecho v'keravtonu malkinu l'avoydosecho. We are made for a much higher purpose. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, A Jew is made, his seichel will only come from Torah and mitzvahs. Ki hi chochmasrem ubinasrem. Your understanding, your growth, comes from the Torah. Goyim don't have that level. Because we are close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, atem advekim Hashem elokeichem, our senses are not fully developed until you have Torah. And that's the meaning of ki hi chochmasrem ubinasrem. Our development comes from the seichel of Torah. Goyim don't have that. An animal doesn't have that. And therefore the real seichel of a Jew comes when he reaches the point of kihicha, Torah and mitzvahs. That's our point of development. And therefore, in answer to the question, how can you, the bracha only says, ato barosva, ato yitzarto, ato mesham, for what purpose meshamro bekirbi? To grow in Torah and mitzvahs, and that's the real growth of a Jew. That's how he excels in his growth. His growth pattern comes from this understanding, from the chochmah of Torah. Let's move on. These are all points which are, I'm giving you like a, I hope, a synthesis of each of these phrases here, but there's tremendous depth between each of them, but at least something you'll have to see what's behind all these phrases which we use. It then carries on. Ve'ato osid litlo mimeni, ulahachaziro bi le'osid lovoi. Here we're told in the bracha of Elokei Neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away from us after 120 the Neshama and return it back to us le'osid lovoi in the future. Chazal explain, why does it say the word ulahachaziro bi and return it back to me? When we keep the neshama for the time, the duration of our lifetime, and it's taken away from us, la'osid lava, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return it back to us, he returns the same neshama back to us. Ulahachziro bi. The Chofetz Chaim, one day, told the Bochrim in Radin, Yeshiva, I would like you all to come back to my house at 3 o'clock in the morning. I have something very important to tell you. They all, the whole yeshiva, emptied out and came to his house. The Ponovitch Rav, Ponovitch Mashkiach, the Pratzko, once told over this Maisa. And everybody turned to the house of the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim told them the following: I just have one thing to tell you. What does it mean in the bracha when it says Ula Hachziro Bi with a mapik hay? The same neshama is given back to us La'osid Lavoi. It all depends on how much we work on the neshama in this world, that it will be returned back to us la'osid lavoi. The care that a person takes over his neshama, so long as a person is alive, that all that work is the asiya, is the maintenance, is the perfection of the neshama, and that is returned back. Lo yaleinu chas v'shonam, maybe after Trias HaMesim, a person can be given back a neshama which is damaged, which is not completed, but that's what's returned. Ulahaziro bi la'osid lavoi. But we see also here the enormous importance of believing in Trias HaMesim. It's one of the 13 Ikorim of Ani Ma'amin, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away from us our neshama and return it back to us. The Sefer Ion Tfila asks, why doesn't it say Va'ato osid litlo mimeni Va'ato lahachziro? It keeps on saying Ato, but it doesn't say Ato by lahachziro bi. Ato yotzarto, ato nufachto, ato meshamo begivi, v'ato osid litlo mimeni ulahachziro bi. Why doesn't it say v'ato lahachziro? Why isn't there another ato there? And the Chazal explained that all the other atos are all good. We're all pleased that they happen. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away from us is not such a pleasure, but we immediately follow, ulahachziro bi follows through. It's the promise that even though he'll take it away from me, he's taking it away in order to return it back to me. So therefore, ulahachziro bi is connected to litlo mimeni. He takes it away and will immediately return it back to me. Ulahachziro bi la'osid lavoi. Whatever I had and whatever I did with my neshama, he will turn it back to me. We must explain a little bit, what does it mean, Trias HaMesim? How does a person get to Trias HaMesim? What is it dependent on? We say every morning in davening, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed.
Chaye Mesim Berachamim Rabin. Why is it that when it says Chaye Mesim, it's referred to Berachamim Rabin? Mechalke Chaim Bechesed, Soimich Neuflim, Loifei Choylim, Matir Asurim, but Mechaye Mesim is referred to as being as Berachamim Rabin. Why? Why does Mechaye Mesim need Rachamim Rabim in order to get Trias HaMesim? The answer is that after a person dies, after Me'er Ve'esrim Shonu, the first stage is Olam Habo. Olam Habo is a reward given for mitzvahs. But there's one specific mitzvah of which a person is dependent on for Trias HaMesim, and that is Torah. The reward for Torah is in Trias HaMesim. When it says Mechaye Mesim Berachamim Rabim, in order to receive Tchias HaMesim, a person needs Rachamim Rabim to see how much connected he is to Torah. Tchias HaMesim is dependent on a connection to Torah. The Pasuk in Daniel says you need something called Talalei Oiros, the dew of Torah. Olam Haba is a reward for any mitzvahs, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Pesach, anything else. Tchias HaMesim is dependent on Torah. For that you need Rachamim Rabim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds somehow or other the connection that a person has to Torah. Once that is clear, then a person receives Tchias, and it's not in the hand of a Malach. Ribono Shel Olam, Ato Gibor LeOlam, Mechaye Mesim Ato, Hashem Himself decides where how much a person is connected to Torah, and for that he receives Tchias HaMesim. That is the reason why the Gemara brings down in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Noshim, women, Bameza Kohen, how are they Zoiche? Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz asks, what do you mean? Women keep Shabbos. Women don't eat on Yom Kippur. Women eat Matzah on Pesach. Why does the Gemara ask Noshim Bameza Kohen? And the Gemara answers, because women send their husbands and children out to learn and wait for them to come back. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz, that Gemara is talking specifically Noshim Bameza Koin in Trias HaMesim. How are women Zoich in Trias HaMesim? Because you need the connection to Torah. The support that a woman gives for Torah is her Trias HaMesim. And that's what it means in the Gemara. It doesn't refer to Olam Haba. It's referring to Trias HaMesim. The connection, the support, the backing, the interest that a woman has in Torah, that she needs for her Trias HaMesim. And that's why the chelek that a husband creates in Torah is the woman's chelek as well. Her Trias HaMesim is dependent on her husband's learning Torah and the support that she gives. Torah, Trias HaMesim needs Torah. And with great rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds a way, somehow or other, that a person is connected to Torah. And that is the rachamim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses for Trias HaMesim. I must tell you, a remarkable maisa that happened to me. I was giving a shiur in Har-Nof, a series of Olam Haba, Gan Eden, Gehinnom, Trias HaMesim. And one particular week, it was the shiur on Trias HaMesim. I came to give the shiur, and as I came to the place where the shul was, a woman came out to me, it was a woman's shiur, and the woman came over to me and said to me, "You have to be very careful at this shiur. There's two women sitting in front of you, right at the front, and they have just got up from Shiva. They came out, Lo Aleinu, a person is noig, as soon as you finish Shiva, to come out and walk around the block after a person has finished a Shiva. They came out, and as soon as they came out, they saw a notice that you were giving a shiur on Trias HaMesim. So the woman came and told me, I'd just like to tell you that you should be careful not to say anything which might upset them. I said, what can I do? I prepared my shiur. My shiur, this is what's going to come out. What it is, it is. As I came into the shiur, there were two women I'd never seen before who were sitting one next to another, and I started saying my shiur on Trias HaMesim, and I brought all the references. There's a pasuk in Daniel, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Beis, a pasuk in Yeshaya, have I gave them in front of you here, Perek Kof Vav, pasuk Yud Beis, and I went through all the different references of Trias HaMesim. As soon as I said these references, the younger woman turned around and she said, "Rabbi," she said, "say it again." So I said, there's a pasuk in Daniel, Yud Beis, pasuk Beis. There's another reference in Yeshaya, Peirut Kofov. Again, Rabbi, she said to me, say it again. And for the room was full of women. She said, say it again. Exactly what is the reference for Trias HaMeisim? So I said it over 3 times. The woman then turned around to me and said to me, I must tell you why that is so important to me. We have just got up from Shiva, she said to me. And my son, who was 15 or 16, had suddenly died in the base of Medrash, learning Torah. And we were extremely upset, because not only was it just as a boy who had died, but he was very, very sick a year ago. He had Yena Machla, and he recovered 6 months later. And the doctors said he's fully recovered. There's nothing wrong with him, he can go back. We live in Mexico, and we sent him back to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He came back to Yeshiva, and all of a sudden, one day, he collapsed over the Gemara and died. When the boy recovered, after 6 months ago, my mother, who was this woman's mother, the older woman is sitting next to me, she had a dream. My mother had a dream. In the dream, my mother saw and was told that, don't worry, this boy will be fine from 12 till 2. And we had no idea what the dream meant, and it recurred 3 times. The boy will be fine from 12 till 2. We went to Admoirim, we went to Rabbonim, we went to everybody, and no one could explain to us, when the boy recovered, what it meant by mother's dream. And now you've just told us. I said, what do you mean? So I said, she said to me, Rabbi, you just told me that the boy will have Trias HaMeisim. I said, why? Because you told us that the reference for Trias HaMeisim is in Daniel, Peirut Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis.
Wow.
Unbelievable, nice. And she said, that's the source there. The boy died over a Gemara. He died as he was learning Torah. So you told us that even though he died, he will receive Trias HaMeisim, because the reward is because of Torah, and that's what it meant from 12 till 2. Unbelievable. That's a mice that happened to me in Harnof once. The schar that a person has is dependent on Torah. The mice, which I had to tell you, which is an incredible event that happened. That's the effect of what Trias HaMeisim is. It's from 12 to 2 he'll live. And she said, for this we came back to here. We're going back to Mexico. At least we now know that even though he died in this world, he received Trias HaMeisim. It's totally on Torah. Let's finish off the bracha. Kol zman shehaneshama bekilvi, as long as the neshama is inside me, moida ani lefonecha. This is what the Abu Dra'a meant, that the neshama is given for speech. Hashem elokai velokei avoisai, ribon kol hamasim, adon kol haneshamos. It means that the neshama is to be used, as we mentioned previously, the koach of the ruach, the speech. It gives life again from the neshama back to the nefesh. The speech, the brachas, the haidor, the davening, whatever a person says, the koyach of dibur, the reason why a person is created is to speak. The yipach ruach chaim is the ruach mamalala, the koyach of speech. That is the koyach of life. A person is given to talk, and the davening and the Torah and whatever a person says is the koyach of speech, is the koyach of life. And that is what we're supposed to use it for. And when we mentioned previously, where's the bracha for speech? This is it. Moida ani lefonecha, to use. That's what we made as a Yehudi for. Lehoidoit, to thank, to appreciate. The 100 brachas a day, a person's davening, is the koyach of the neshama which expresses itself. That is the koyach of what we're made for. And that's the asiyah that we mentioned previously. There's a bria, there's a yetzira, umeshamor bekirbi. Why is it inside me? It's inside me that I will create an asiyah. The asiyah is my speech. And that's why they say Chayim u'mavis b'yad haloshen. It's what I say and I express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch atah Hashem hamachazir neshamos lifgorim meisim. Every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns the neshama back to pgorim. A peger is just a carcass. It's just a nevela. There's no life in it. That is the incredible chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day when he wakes us up. He returns the neshama even back to a rosha. Pegorim meisim means people who are alive who are really dead. A peger is like a carcass, a nevela. But he holds out, he stakes out. he's prepared to receive the neshama, return the neshama, even to a person who's a rosha. Chazal learn out a goyim mason is not a tzaddik. The point is that a tzaddik uses it for the right purpose, for his dibur, and he uses his neshama in the right purpose. There's a tachlis to it. But even if a person is not on the level, on the level of a tzaddik, still the anticipation is that the ruach will again feed a person's nefesh, and he'll live again, he'll do tshuva through vidui, and that will create life again, and the koyach of dibur is the koyach of life as well. These are just some points. You realize there's a tremendous amount behind this bracha, and it's a great project in order to take on this bracha, to say it in an hour. But I just want to leave you with one thought about the neshama. We explain the parts of the neshama. We explain the activity of the neshama, the ability to rejuvenate the neshama, and the ability that it, after death, the neshama goes back into the neshama and gathers back, and the lo aleinu, the oinish of kores, and the ability to rejuvenate and come back again. These are all different points which are brought out in Chazal with tremendous depth. But one thing I'd like to leave you with, which maybe you'll, next time you say the bracha, it will give you more inspiration to say this bracha with kavanah. How can you sense your neshama? Like, for example, if you close your eyes and stuff up your ears with your fingers, inside, you hear yourself breathing. So we might think that the neshama is just my breath. So as I breathe and I hear myself breathing, that's my neshama. But that's not, that's just the breath inside me. The neshama, as we said in the Gaon, there are 70 parts in the neshama. The neshama is profound in its abilities, personality, character, nervousness, intuition, intelligence, brains, and all the koichos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives inside the neshama. It's much, much more than that. The neshama is a spiritual life that we have. And it's brim full with activity and energy. Perhaps the best way I can explain it to you is the following idea. We said this morning in davening, in Hashemai Masapim, Pevek Yud Tes in Tehillim, the following words, which maybe we can take them in a little bit more depth. Hashemai Masapim Kavod Kes, the heavens tell of the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom leyom yabia umase yodav madokia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the sky and all the creation. Yom yom labia oimer. Day goes into day and night goes into night. And the creation continually turns and moves. But there's one feature which is phenomenal in the creation, which we don't realize. Ein oimer. Ve'ein dvorim. Nothing is said. You don't hear the sun. You don't hear the trees growing. You don't hear anything of the activity of life. Bli nishma koilam. What does that mean? Their voice is without being heard. Bli nishma koilam. It's a contradiction. The koil isn't heard. It means the following. The koyach of life is totally unseen. We don't appreciate that it's there, but there's a tremendous power behind it. I don't know if you've ever gone to the Eimek HaHula in the Golan, in the Galil. If you stand on one of those bridges there, and you are surrounded by a tremendously vibrant nature going on around you. There's the water, there's the fish, there's the trees, there's the sun. There's tremendous power in nature. We don't hear a word. It's full of life, but silent. Ein oimer ve'ein dvorim. Believe their voice is booming out in silence, but it's there. B'chol ha'oretz yotzer kavam. When all the world is full of the power of the sun, ubikse sevam, and the world is full with all its activity. La shemesh som oyer payom. The sun comes out, but it's never heard. In nature, we can perceive the force of life, but there's no sound. Let's say it is with us. Our growth and our mind and our intellect, it's not just the pumping of the heart and hearing the noise of the breathing. The neshama inside us is our whole spiritual life that we have inside us. Ein oimer, ein dvar, doesn't talk. You hear your voice. That's a result of the neshama. You can do action. That's the nefesh. You can think. But the real neshama, the koyach that we have inside us, the power, is totally silent. And that the evidence that it's there is because we grew from the crib. We're no longer babies. And we now have the ability to talk and run and sing and all the other things which the koyach and the neshama does. What happened here? The growth is the neshama in activity. That is the gift which we're referring to here. When we say that the gorim mesim, we're not a mace, we're alive with our actions, with our speech. The source is all inside the neshama. So the force of life is the force of our neshama. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into us. It's not our breath, it's His breath. And the glassblower which goes down and feeds all the different powers that we have is all the power of the neshama. It's all from Him. It's all what He gave us. The bina, the haskel, the sense of talking and moving and speaking and hearing, everything, it's all silent. It's something comes out in a noise. You hear a bird, you hear a thunderbolt, you hear a cloud, you hear a dog bark. Oh, but the power of life is the power of the neshama. To perceive it, look in nature, and then just flip over into yourself, and you realize all the things that you can do. It's all the neshama which is inside us. Once one realizes the great sensitivity and propensity of the neshama, and then you can really say this bracha, Moed ani lefanecha, shechzal tobi nishmosi b'chem l'rabba, He gave it back to us, and calls man sha neshama b'kirbi, Moed ani anifra, is the hoidah. The hoidah is the bracha of the neshama, and that's what the neshama was given for. These are some of the points which I hope will help you when you say this bracha. Emet Hashem, next week we'll do Shoshanas Yaakov. Yes. There must be 100 questions, I'm sure. She has to try and find a way to be connected to Torah. Meaning if she gives money to tzedakah for yeshiva, or she, in some way or other, that's the rachamim rabim, which is referred to. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries and finds a way. Maybe you gave a lift to a Talmud Chacham. Maybe you helped a boy going to yeshiva. There's connections to Torah. That's where the rachamim rabim comes in. But in reality, she has to find a connection to Torah somehow or other. Give money to Torah. That's the Toim Pri Torah. Yes? Can you speak up?
At the very beginning, it was mentioned that the neshama that we have is a very minuscule part.
Yes.
Very, very, and that bothered me. Where is the rest? All of it?
Yes, all by the kisei.
So most of the kisei, we have to connect, we are striving to connect closer?
Every action that you do, every mitzvah that you do, makes the connection stronger to the neshama.
But it still stays there.
Most of the neshama, a tzaddik is fully connected to his neshama. Fully. That's what it means. Tzaddik goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. He only has to say something. Why do you go to a bracha to a tzaddik? Because he's so connected to the kisei. How is he connected? Through his neshama. He says something. He has. It's like a thoroughfare. It goes right through, backwards and forwards. By a person who's not such a tzaddik, he's not so connected. Mitzvahs make the connection stronger and stronger, so you're more and more connected to it. But the neshama has numerous, but chaya, yechida, neshama, it goes many, many parts. What we have is like a tiny fraction of the real neshama, and it folds in, goes back after death to the source, to the neshama, back to the kisei. Okay, any other questions at all? Yes? I don't know. It has been the winter, in the summer, so it's there isn't really a Motzi Shabbos to. We'll see. So next week will be in the Shoshanas Yaakov. Maybe someone asked me if I would give a shiur on the Haggadah on the Shabbos Haggadah, and that will be already in Nissan. That's Shabbos later. But in the summer, I don't know what we'll do. It'll probably maybe we'll make another time or something. But the main shiur as such will close from next week because there's no more Motzi Shabbos, and I'm away after Purim. I'm in the States for 2 weeks, and I come back in the middle of Nissan. So, but I'm back for Shabbos HaGadol, so we could do something then if you want. Next week is the same time, 8:45 on Shoshanas Yaakov, yes. Go to it.
Good.